Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Tuesday. Dan and the Danettes. Dan Patrick Show. Baseball's All-Star Game coming up tonight. Pete Alonso wins Home Run Derby on what was unofficially Shohei Ohtani night. USA Basketball loses to Australia. We'll talk to Joe Varden, who covers the NBA for The Athletic. Had a little back and forth with Greg Popovich after the loss last night. So we'll talk to Joe. Any reason for concern with Team USA? 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. Pete Alonso, if you include this season, will make $2.4 million as a Met in the last 3 years. He's made $2 million in 6 hours of work for Home Run Derby. As he won last night, and he won 2 years ago. They, of course, didn't hold the event last year. No, go ahead, Seton. Premature.
Stat of the day. Here comes that what? Stat of the day.
The All-Star Game used to be a novel experience for fans. The American League, National League, they didn't face each other until they got to the World Series. They didn't like each other. And that all changed with interleague play. And it's too much of a good thing, because it's not necessarily a good thing anymore. But you have pitchers who have to come out of games, or you got guys who can bat, and you got the DH, you don't have the DH. It's just different now. In baseball, 7-inning games, and you got a runner starting on second base in extra innings, and it's strange. It's strange times. But this is a moment. This is baseball's week. This is where you got to capitalize on it. I thought baseball did a great job with storylines last night with Home Run Derby. But, real baseball fans don't need bells and whistles. It's just fun to watch different players and showcase their talent. It could be Ohtani. It could be Fernando Tatis Jr. We want to see the best against the best. And hopefully we get that. ideal situation tonight would be Ohtani strikes out the side and hits a home run. That I'd be fine with that. I don't care what else happens in the All-Star game, but that would be fun. But hopefully baseball is able to capitalize on this opportunity to showcase the game. And it started last night. The DreamWorks animation show, The Boss Baby, Family Business. This time they got some help from Amy Sedaris as the new Boss Baby in town. Looks like a blast. It's The Boss Baby, Family Business is now streaming on Peacock. Phone calls are welcome, 877-3DP-SHOW. Peacock is our streaming partner, and you can watch all 3 hours, download the app. LeBron James was a guest on the Smartless podcast with the actors Jason Bateman, Sean Hayes, and Will Arnett, and they asked LeBron how long he's going to play for the Lakers.
How long do you see yourself playing for the Lakers, and how cool is it playing for the Lakers, a great storied franchise?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, listen, I truly hope that I can finish my career with the Lakers, and how many years that is, if it's four, five, six, whatever, seven.
There we go.
You know, I hope I can continue to play the game. You know, I love being in L.A. My family loves being in L.A. Being with a historical franchise like the Lakers is something like, it's like me, you know, being in Space Jam now. I never thought it'd be possible. You think about Kareem and Magic and Wilt and Jerry West and Elgin Baylor, Kobe, Shaq, all the whole list goes on.
And
so,
Louis Cage. You know, Louis Cage.
Yeah,
you know
who Louis Cage? Cage. You know, the great Louis Cage.
That sounds different. Like, LeBron sounds different talking to the actors here. You know, this isn't talking to sports guys. He is talking to actors here. Yeah, McLovin.
Yeah, I listened to it. He was definitely trying to talk the Hollywood talk. He was much more interested in talking to them about entertainment than basketball.
Well, they want to talk basketball. He wants to talk entertainment. This happens all the time. When I'm with somebody who is a musician, they want to talk sports. I want to talk music. Or an actor. I mean, Jason Bateman, I want to talk Ozark. He wants to talk basketball. Then the group asked LeBron about the Jordan comparison.
Is LeBron greater than Michael Jordan? It's like, guys, he's LeBron. He's his own person. That must get exhausting. Be honest. It must be exhausting.
No, it can. It can be exhausting. Will. I mean, you said it. But, you know, I've always looked at it like anytime you compared or you even mentioned with the greats that ever played this game, it's become humbling for me because, you know, the same people they put me in a category with or saying, compare this to that guy, are the same guys that I looked up to for inspiration when I was growing up.
I mean, LeBron wants to get a cameo in Ozark here. Like, he's, ask me about Jordan. I don't care. Now, he's quick to say, you ask it. You know, you brought it up because he doesn't win if he brings it up. Doesn't matter. Even if he ends up with seven titles, LeBron will still not surpass Michael Jordan in a lot of people's minds, even though he'll have a better resume. He just will. And you can make a case even if he doesn't get there. He is still a more decorated basketball player than Michael Jordan. And I know this usually takes over a show whenever I bring it up, and I'm not trolling you. I'm just telling you, I'm a pretty good witness to basketball, the history of basketball going back to 1970. That's the first time I attended a game. It was 1970, and I've been fortunate to watch just about every great player. The only person that I missed out on in the modern era, if you want to call it, was Bill Russell. I did not get to see him in person. But when it comes to LeBron with what he does, I don't know what the NBA is going to do when LeBron's gone. I truly don't, because he's more than just a basketball player. This is like Gretzky with hockey. This was like Jordan when he left the NBA. Like, they're just certain sports and their attachment to one player. And LeBron is that one player, that signature player. Are there other great players? Yes. There's nobody the magnitude. You can tell me, if, you know, as long as you want, all day, Kevin Durant's better than LeBron. Fine. But he's not LeBron. You can tell me Steph Curry. You can tell me the Greek Freak. They're not LeBron. Just not. And that's what is unique about this. And when he retires, now he says, hey, I might play six or seven more years. Do I think that? I thought that maybe he would stay until his son got into the NBA, if his son got into the NBA. And I don't know how good Bronny is. I did see there was a tournament in Ohio, and I got to watch a lot of the highlights there. And LeBron's son looked really good. And this is against high school kids who are going to, you know, play in the ACC or the SEC. It's good competition. but I don't know if he's NBA ready anytime soon. And how long is LeBron going to play? You know, does he play four more years? Does he play till he's 40? And at what point do you say there's diminishing returns? I don't want to play if, like, can LeBron be a role player, a true role player, where maybe he is not scoring 25 points a game, that maybe he's giving you Draymond Green numbers? You know, Dwayne Wade at the end of his career, you know, he was his second option. I don't know if LeBron, can he be a second? Well, can he be a third option? That's what I'd be curious, because at some point, he's not going to be the best player on his own team. You could make that case for Anthony Davis, but, you know, Anthony Davis can be great, but then he gets injured or disappears. But now, I thought it was interesting, but just the enthusiasm with his answers, that's what stood out. He's talking to actors, and that's the next stage for him with movies, production company, documentaries. Those are the kind of things it feels like that LeBron's going to be, you know, able to do. Yeah, McClubbin.
Don't we do this every time where we say there'll never be another Jordan, there'll never be another LeBron, and usually they pop up.
It there's not another Jordan.
Well, LeBron.
No, he's not Jordan. There is no. Remember, we kept thinking Grant Hill and Tracy McGrady and Vince Carter, like they're the next Michael Jordan. There is no next Michael Jordan. Sidney Crosby is the not. He wasn't the next Wayne Gretzky. He's a good player, Hall of Famer. He's not Wayne Gretzky. Just not. And I think that's where there'll be somebody different, but that doesn't mean that they're going to be able to be what Jordan was to the sport or LeBron was to the sport. It's not going to happen. And I think we feel like, oh, that guy's just as talented. That doesn't mean you're going to capture people's imagination the way a lot of these athletes did. I mean, hockey's still waiting for somebody to be the next Gretzky. Even Lemieux, but it's not happening. Like golf would love to have another Tiger. They're not going to have another Tiger. I mean, Bryson DeChambeau. All right, we're fascinated with him. Okay, now let me see him win on a consistent basis. Like he makes the news because he fired his caddy. Like, okay, how about, you know, you win another major. But we keep waiting. We're always waiting for the next. And sometimes the next doesn't happen in the form that we want it to. And that's why there won't be another LeBron James. I mean, there's not going to be another Magic. There's not another Larry. It's just not. There'll be different players. They just won't be who those players were at that time to their teams and their cities. Yeah, Paul.
And we like to, media types like to declare this person the next. If you remember the first issue of ESPN, the magazine, it was the next. And I think it was Cordell Stewart, Alex Rodriguez, Eric Lindros for hockey.
Yep.
And I don't remember the other athlete, but Lindros.
Kobe.
Was it Kobe?
I think so.
And Eric Lindros was really good for a couple of years, but he didn't do it. Remember, Jabari Parker was on the cover of Sports Illustrated out of Chicago, the next LeBron. That was the cover title.
Yeah, Seton.
But is part of that because figuring out who the next great is and modeling it after a former great is so much easier that you can't predict the next first, if that makes sense. Like, who would have thought Steph Curry was going to revolutionize the game when he was in college? Absolutely nobody thought that he was going to have this type of impact on the game. But here he is. He's the first. You know, it's so hard to see the first coming as opposed to the next great.
Well, Kobe wanted to be Michael and tried his best and came pretty close to being.
Did it really well.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
I don't know who says I'm the next Steph Curry or we see them as the next Steph Curry. But I understand what you're saying. That first, that are, like DeChambeau might be that guy. We just haven't acknowledged it because he's not Tiger. Yeah, McLovin.
But in basketball, you build off of like LeBron watched Michael and said, I want, you know, and like a 6'9 guy who could dribble and pass. Now their young players be like, ooh, I want to pass the ball and be able to dunk on everyone. Like everyone models LeBron now, these guys like Amani Bates or whatever. So they're influenced. Wouldn't you say that they build off of each other?
Well, you're going to have this generation who LeBron is their Jordan, as opposed to when LeBron was coming up, you know, his Jordan was Jordan. Like Shohei Ohtani, what his impact is going to be, he's breaking a mold. But he's establishing a mold. And you're going to have players, I wonder, 10, 15 years from now, who are going to come up and they want to pitch and hit. the next Ohtani. And we're going to look back on this and say, you know, these pitchers are going to say, hey, can I make, how much money is Shohei Ohtani worth right now as a pitcher and a hitter? And a star. Like he's at, what, $40 million? Is he $50 million? You can pitch and hit? Imagine if he's just hitting. He's a $40 million. I mean, he's Mike Trout. He's Bryce Harper. He's Tatis. And then you throw pitching on top of that. How do you go in and sign that contract? Like, how do you negotiate that? And say, all right, you know, he's an all-star pitcher. And he's a great hitter, and he's the MVP. And he's known worldwide. He's the only player known worldwide. How much is that worth? Yeah, Paul.
Ohtani's making $3 million this year. $3 million. He makes $5.5 million next year, and then he's eligible for arbitration. Then he's an unrestricted free agent.
Well, Joe Maddon is going to join us tomorrow, the Angels manager. Maybe we could ask him what he think Ohtani is worth on the open market. I'm sure he'd love to give me an answer like that that'd come back to haunt them. Joe Maddon just canceled. By the way, Russell Wilson Jr. III is joining us. And the last time we talked was 2 days after the Super Bowl. And he brought up how he was frustrated in Seattle. And all of a sudden we thought Russ is going to get traded. And his agent gave Adam Schefter a list. And I guess everything's good now. But I think Russell Wilson Jr. III is going to join us tomorrow. Yeah, Paul.
He might be here just to honor and support Qualcomm. Or Bose or whatever company.
Do you think Russ acts like nothing happened?
He has no memory of the interview.
I got Russ. The last time we talked, yeah. When was that? No, right after the Super Bowl. Remember, you were upset and getting sacked, and you know you were miserable at the Super Bowl. I don't remember that. Yeah. You did. Yeah. But Todd reached out to Russ, and Russ is going to join us.
Go Hawks.
Yeah. Does Russ know he's coming on our show?
I'm hoping that they had that conversation.
He's looking at his call sheet, and there's like, who am I talking to today? All right, I got Jim Rome. I got First Take. I got Undisputed. Dan Patrick. Oh, I can't go on the Dan Patrick show. He brings things out of me that nobody else does. I don't want to get in trouble again. All right, we'll take a break. We'll talk about Team USA losing to Australia, and Greg Popovich got a little testy with our next guest, Joe Varden from The Athletic. We'll take a break, 16 after the hour here on The Dan Patrick Show. Discover the Discover credit card, and you will learn this. You will discover this. You can earn the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year. You earn that automatically, and Discover matches all of that. You're also going to discover that I'm having a problem reading this, but I'm going to get better. No limit on how much you can earn. That's amazing. In fact, even more amazing because of all the places where Discover is accepted. When it comes to Discover, get used to hearing the word yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen report limitations apply. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save up to $800 on select Sleep Number smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. The 82-game preseason is in the books, and finally it's time for the real season. It's postseason time. Playoff action. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with some same-game parlays, live betting, odds boost, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the code DPSHOW. New customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DPSHOW. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21-plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
When you just mentioned, you know, blowing these teams out, that's never happened. So I don't know where you get that. Can I finish?
No, I mean,
can I finish?
You're saying that's not true. Your average margin.
Can I finish my statement? Can I finish my statement? Are you going to let me finish my statement or not? So you'll be quiet now while I talk, and then I'll listen to you. When you make statements about in the past just blowing out these other teams, number one, you give no respect to the other teams. And I talked to you last time about the same thing. We've had very close games against four or five countries in all these tournaments. So the good teams do not get blown out. There are certain games that might happen in one of the tournaments, in the World Championship, the Olympics, where somebody gets blown out. But in general, nobody's blowing anybody out for the good teams. So when you make a statement like that, it's like you assume that's what's going on. And that's incorrect.
The muffled voice on the other end with Greg Popovich, our next guest, Joe Vardon, senior NBA writer for The Athletic, covering Team USA at the Olympics. By the way, our moment of the week brought to you by Discover, matching all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year. It's amazing because Discover is accepted at 99% of the places in the United States that take credit cards. Joe Vardon joins us. Joe, we didn't get to hear your question. What was your question to Greg Popovich?
Well, hi, Dan.
Hi, bud.
Good to see you, as always. My question was not to Greg Popovich. It was to Damian Lillard. And essentially, I asked him what it was like for him to having watched his colleagues in 14 and 16 blow these teams out, roll through these tournaments, go undefeated. And then now getting into Olympic play and having to experience the other side of it. And Dame actually gave a thoughtful answer. He talked about how this was very different acknowledging watching those blowouts and all those wins. But then he said, you know, I've also seen Team USA be challenged in the past, maybe not lose two in a row. And then, you know, Greg jumped in and started to address me and the question that was not directed at him. And it goes back to a much calmer, I guess, exchange. Not that was, you know, wild or anything last night, but a much calmer exchange we had after Nigeria when I was asking about basically American exceptionalism when it comes to basketball after, you know, they had just gone through what was arguably the largest upset in international basketball history. The spread was 29 points and just asked what this meant to him. But Dame Lillard wasn't available after that Nigeria game. And so, you know, and they didn't practice the next day. So there's no media availability then. So this was our one bite at the apple to ask other players what this is like. And then Coach jumped in and started, you know, down that path.
But so you're trying to interject something. What is he having a problem with you trying to interject?
Well, you know, I've been covering this team. I keep saying for two summers, right? Because everything of course was interrupted last year. But he has been saying over and over that, you know, the world's gotten better, which is true. There's more pros on all these teams, which is true. But he's saying, as we heard in the clip, that it is not true that in the past there were all these blowouts. And it's right there, Dan, in the game notes, in the wonderful game notes written by Team USA PR director Craig Miller. The average margin of victory in the 2016 Olympics was like 29 or 30. And then in the 14 FIBA World Cup, it was like 29, 30, 32, somewhere in there. And then in the 2016 gold medal game, Team USA literally beat Serbia by 30 points. And that's what I was saying. Like he started down that path again. And like, you know, because not everybody's watching every interaction we have, but he was saying something that just isn't altogether accurate. And he was going to use it, I think, to make a point. And so I was just saying, no, that's not true. and I tried to say, to bring up the thing about the average margin of victory and you know, but I know it didn't get picked up on camera.
What is the level of concern for this team?
So we're trying to figure that out. You know, the latest thing is that they're saying that, well, you know, our guys aren't in shape, which is apparent. You know, for instance, Bradley Beal was standing, you know, doubled over at one point last night, and they haven't been good late in the fourth quarter, which suggests to a conditioning issue. But, you know, five of their seven rotation players played at least one round of playoffs, and a couple of them went into the second round. So I don't know if I don't get that. And to a larger degree, like,
but Australia's in shape and Nigeria's in shape, but Team USA's not in shape.
Yeah, so that one's a problem. But okay, to answer your question, how big is the concern? I mean, there are, I guess, questions about the roster. Like, it's a smaller team. It's a team that's supposed to score a ton of points. You know, they're getting killed on the glass right now, and they are being exposed defensively. But, you know, in teams past, like if there was maybe a small liability here or there, you know, the Americans have been so mighty overall that you could, they just sweep past that. And for a reason that we don't know yet, the margin of error has shrunk dramatically. So when you say how much concern is there, I think we've reached a point where the Americans could win the gold medal and they might very well, but we actually don't know. And I think that's the first time in quite a while in an Olympics setting that we can say that. So it's either going to be a really exciting tournament or a really nerve-wracking tournament, depending on your point of view.
Biggest threat to the United States in the Olympics is who?
I don't know that you could say any one particular team. I mean, they open up against France, who already beat them in the China World Cup 2 years ago. That's a tough one. But you know, this is the kind of team that on a bad night, Luka Doncic and the other four Slovenians could just show up and beat them. I mean, Luka could go off for 50 and do what he's done to the Clippers. And, you know, in one game, it's not a seven game series. So I think there are threats throughout this tournament. We'll see how much better they get when the three guys who are in the finals join up. And I do think Kevin Durant, you know, needs to find his legs a little bit because he's getting good shots. He's 10 of 30 in two games. So I think when he gets to be start knocking some of those down, we'll start to see the results flip. But again, the margin of error is almost gone, which is remarkable.
Joe, I was surprised that Durant played for the Olympics. I don't know if he needs more playing time or needs more rest, given what he just went through and what he did, a Herculean task in the playoffs. How surprised are you that Durant is playing?
Yeah, I was shocked, and I wrote about this in the run up to the start of exhibition play in the early part of camp. I think obviously you're surprised, and I'm surprised. Most of the people who do our jobs are surprised. But the people who know Kevin just talk about like this sort of single affinity for the game. And I know it's a cliche, like, oh, I love the game. But I think he actually kind of lives it. And I also think that what has happened to him over the last couple of years with these terrible injuries has sort of driven home the point of wanting to do everything he can while he still can. So, you know, assuming this tournament turns around and they right the ship, Kevin will probably go down as the greatest American Olympic basketball player, which is, I don't know if he cares about that kind of stuff, but it's going to be something that goes to him.
Steve, keep mixing it up there, Joe. We appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
All right, that's Joe Varden. He's a senior NBA writer for The Athletic, covering Team USA at the Olympics. Team USA loses to Nigeria, loses to Australia, and they've got Argentina coming up tonight. A couple of phone calls in here, 877-3DP-SHOW. Eric in Oregon. Eric, thanks for holding. What do you have?
The pit, and then I saw him outside with the fucking boxer.
Hey, Eric. All right. Hey, Eric might have been on another call on our call as well. All righty. Jeff in Detroit. Hey, Jeff.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Somebody messes up on air and then you just happen to come to Jeff in Detroit. Wow.
You only did it once. Wow. You only screwed up once.
One time. What's going on? Welcome back. What up, though? One time for Chat Row, baby. Listen, I'm loving these NBA finals. They are a throwback to what we used to expect. Remember the running gun of the West versus the ground and pound of the East? It seems like some old school basketball is coming back. And, Dan, I am going to sit here, and I don't believe I'm going to do this. I'm defending LeBron James. You will never, ever, ever find anybody that he's won it to his 19th year to have the numbers that he's had and still be the number one option on their team. He still is the man. The man came in the league in 2003, and he's still the man. Nobody. I don't think that'll ever happen again. Not in our lifetime.
All right, Jeff. Well, thank you. Great to talk to you. Thanks for keeping it clean. There is a report today that talks in trading Ben Simmons are heating up. And I don't know if they have a scenario of where he's going to get traded, McLovin.
No team. Just saying the Sixers want an all-star caliber player in return, and it's supposedly a high bar are the requests. So they want someone really good.
Yeah, we've been saying this all along, that I don't care what Doc Rivers says. I don't care what GM Daryl Morey says. They know they need to move Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons, I think in his heart of hearts, knows he needs to move as well. He needs to hit the reset button, get a fresh start, because I don't think Philadelphia fans are going to let him just sort of play at this level. You can say, well, it's an all-star level. It's not really an all-star level, because I don't think you can be an all-star and also be a liability. I mean, certain players have been that. You can say the Greek Freak is a liability at the free throw line. Wilt Chamberlain was a liability at the free throw line. Shaq, certain players. But they made up, they were so much greater at what they did well than Ben Simmons. I mean, Shaq's going for 30 and 13. Greek Freak is going for 30 and 13. Ben Simmons is not. You know, he might give you 16, 8, and 8. But what are you going to get in return for him will be really interesting. Who's reporting this?
That's Shams Charania from The Athletic.
Okay. Just give credit.
I have a question. If you have like a top five pick, say you're the Magic or the Cavs or the Rockets, would you consider trading a top 5 or 10 pick for Ben Simmons, you know, who's still 25 or something.
No, I think he's, yeah, just turning 25. If I'm a team like Orlando.
Say you need some star power.
Yeah. If I'm Detroit, now would I give up the number one overall pick for Ben? I would not. No. We love potential. I don't know what Cade Cunningham's going to turn out to be if he's the number one overall pick. I sort of know what Ben Simmons is. Now, can he be better? Yes. But will he be better? I don't know. I don't know what we have with Cade Cunningham out of Oklahoma State or whoever, you know, that number one player is going to be. But if I'm a team that has, I mean, and most of these teams, these bad teams have no identity. Like what's Cleveland's identity? Colin Sexton? Kevin Love? I mean, no identity, nothing. Orlando has no identity. And that's where, you want to be relevant. I brought up that I love watching Ja Morant. I didn't know if Memphis was going to be good or not, but I was watching Ja Morant. LaMelo Ball, I wanted to watch him play every night. Wasn't a great team. You know, the Hornets. Zion to the Pelicans. They're relevant because you'll at least watch. They're not great, but you'll watch them. And some of these franchises have there's no star power. There's nothing there. There's no reason to tune in. But if you said, look, Cleveland's going to play Boston, and Ben Simmons was on Cleveland, I'd probably watch it. Yeah, McLovin.
Your Sacramento Kings sit at number 9. Yeah, that's actually...
See, they screw up everything. they can't even screw up being... They can't even be bad enough to get a good player. Yeah, Paul.
If Ben Simmons, though, wants to restart, hide out, get no coverage, go to Sacramento. That's a place.
Here we go. But even then, you know, he's got De'Aaron Fox. I mean, there are guys... That team should be a lot better. And I need him to go where he is the focal point, where he is the guy who's leading the offense. Because I do think you'll see a different Ben Simmons, if that happens. Dino in New York. Hi, Dino.
How you doing, guys?
Hey.
I got a quick comment on the Home Run Derby, but before I say that, I'd just like to say whenever you guys are off, it really amplifies how great your show is. You know, you make it sound seamless every day, and I really missed you last week. Some of the replacements are just, you know, leave a lot to be desired. So you guys just do a great job. Glad you're back. Dan, I'm glad you didn't take an eye out when you were fly fishing.
Thank you, Dino.
And the comment... I found the Home Run Derby a little mildly entertaining. And what do you think of maybe to spice it up, they get rid of the kids in the outfield that are shagging flies and they let them use aluminum bats? Maybe we'll see some 600-foot shots.
Thank you, Dino. I don't want aluminum bats. I hate aluminum bats. I hate the sound of aluminum bats. Because you would miss... I don't know what it would sound like with Ohtani with an aluminum bat. So I would allow one round of aluminum bats for Ohtani just to hear the sound of what that would be like. But I was worried about those kids because it's rapid fire, you know, they're running into each other and you're hitting bullets out there. I was a little concerned there.
Shohei drop.
Yes, indeed. Yes, Paulie.
How about instead of kids in the outfield shagging flies, you have like a bunch of 50-year-old dads in flip-flops and drinking and just running each other and...
Yep.
That'd be good TV.
Yeah, what could go wrong there? Ryan in Toronto. Hey, Ryan, what's on your mind today?
Hey, just about the USA basketball going down 0-2. Because in Canada, we took a heartbreak with not being able to qualify with all our NBA guys. Do you think it diminishes while having those games on while watching the NBA? Because the NBA Finals is so awesome, and then just tuning in to watching Team USA and the international, it's just a bore.
Well, you have a game tonight, so you're not going to have that competition. Thank you, Ryan. But I don't think it might help Team USA that people are watching the NBA Finals instead of watching them. Thomas in Iowa. Hey, Tom, what's on your mind?
Hey, 63270, first time caller, man. Love the show. Hey, you want to talk about, I just want to bring up something, relevancy. What's more relevant than Tim Tebow, all right? My question is, I've been a lifetime Jags fan up in Iowa my whole life, and it's a little slap in the face. They're not playing no primetime games this year. You think we're going to get a couple before year's end?
I doubt it, unless they're going to flex into one, but thank you, Thomas. He's a Jags fan in Iowa. The reason why you would get a primetime game is not Tebow, because it would be Trevor Lawrence and Urban Meyer. But, yeah, I mean, if they flex into a game, then great. I'd love to see it. Mike in Ohio. Hey, Mike, what do you have for me?
Hey, Dan, thanks for taking my call. 5'9.5", 2'10.5". I just wanted to call out the irony of the athletes you've been talking about today. LeBron talks too much. Ohtani doesn't talk enough. It's really a no-win situation for these star athletes. So just want to kind of get your take on that.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you, Mike. LeBron, it feels like, has to comment on everything. And do I like that? No, but I also like the fact that he doesn't shy away from things. There's a lot of athletes like Tiger and Jordan who didn't say anything. There were athletes like Ali and Bill Russell and Jim Brown who did say, and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar did say things. I can only ask you to be yourself when you're comfortable doing it, because when you are, then we're seeing the true you. And if Shohei Ohtani doesn't talk, not able to speak the language comfortably, I'm fine with that. If LeBron wants to talk, I'm fine with that. You know why? Because the bottom line is, what happens when they play their sport? How good are they when they play their sport? And that trumps everything. That's where you have Ohtani doing something we've never seen before. LeBron, when he's on the floor, it's still one of the greatest players, will go down as one of the two or three greatest players of all time. I'm fine with that. Mike Trout doesn't talk. He does talk, but he doesn't say much. Derek Jeter famously would talk and didn't say anything for two decades in the media capital of the world. Like, I was okay. Not everybody's Charles Barkley. In fact, it's good that not everybody's Charles Barkley. By the way, Charles bet $100,000 that he'd finish in the top 70 at the golf tournament this weekend.
How'd it go?
He finished 77th. But I love that he bet on himself. I love that. I don't know. I know he beat Al Michaels. I think Albino finished last at the celebrity golf championship in Tahoe. But, I probably would have been there, right there with him. I think that when I played, I don't know if it was Jason Kidd. There were a few athletes, former athletes, who put up some really big numbers there, didn't do well. But you got a gallery there, and like, they expect you to be decent. And I would always be pushing people back like, hey, I don't know where this is going. They're like, yeah, right. No, I don't know where this is going. Yeah, Paul.
Charles Barkley beat Justin Tuck, Doug Flutie, Ray Romano, DeMarcus Ware, Kevin Nealon, and Al Michaels.
Okay. All right. I played with Ray Romano one time. He actually played great out in Tahoe. I was paired with former Vice President Dan Quayle. And I remember getting on the bus hungover, and Dan Quayle probably got 12 hours of sleep. And it was one of those where I came on the bus and I said, hi, Mr. Quayle. And he goes, long night? And I go, yes, sir. And I went to the back of the bus and sat down and was like, now I got to go out and play a round of golf. We'll take a break. Last call for phone calls. What we've learned, what's in store tomorrow. That's coming up next. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, I'm John Middlecoff, and I host the 3 and Out podcast. Do you like football? Do you like the NFL? Do you like the NFL draft? Quarterbacks, coaches? Well, I talk about it all on the show. I used to work for Andy Reid as a scout. Now I give you my unfiltered and raw opinions on everything that goes on in the NFL. And you know we're talking college football because of how important the draft is year-round. Listen to the 3 and Out podcast with me, John Middlecoff, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
By the way, we just mentioned that I guess 76ers are starting to take a little deeper look into trading Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons is one of five players who has averaged 15 points, 7 assists, 8 rebounds per game since joining the NBA in 2017. Ben Simmons, the Joker, Russell Westbrook Jr. III, Luka, and LeBron. It's good company. He's not in their company as far as, his talent or scoring-wise, he's not there and probably will never be there. But LeBron wasn't a great shooter. He was just a great scorer. Luka is I don't know if he's a great shooter, but he is a great scorer. Russell Westbrook is not a great shooter. He's a great scorer. The Joker is a really good shooter. So you're seeing these guys who are able to do a lot of different things. They're not known for their ability to shoot. They're known for their ability to score. But if they want to trade Ben Simmons, and what are you going to get in return? I think that's very interesting. Yes, Heaton.
It's a bombshell report, though, that they're asking for an all-star caliber player in exchange for Ben Simmons.
Yeah.
I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that trade demand was going to be so high. They want like an all-star in exchange for their all-star?
Yeah. Yes, McLovin.
You know, there was a report when we were on vacation, they turned down Brogdon in the number 13.
Yeah. I don't know.
Would you have done that one?
No. No.
Yeah, like you need some sizzle or just keep him there.
Well, I don't think you can keep him in Philly. I think it's best for both that they go their separate ways. I really believe that. This day in music history, Paulie.
Oh, okay. You want to go that way?
Yeah.
All right. These two songs were released 2 years apart in the 80s. If you had to only listen to one forever and never listen to the other one again, which would you go with?
Ever.
First song is Shout by Tears for Fears.
Okay.
Very popular, went number one.
Okay. Slow buildup.
Shout.
All right, you get the gist.
Okay.
Number one song, number one album.
All right.
2 years later, Wishing Well by Terrence Trent D'Arby came out.
Where did Terrence Trent go?
One and done.
I think he came back, though, recently.
Was he, Paul, was he the guy who was going to have his first album be called Greatest Hits?
Yes, Terrence Trent D'Arby was going to name his debut album Terrence Trent D'Arby's Greatest Hits, which I wish he would have done.
That was great.
Baller.
Yeah. Pretty iconic.
You got to pick one, Dan, to give away and keep.
Shout. Shout. Yeah, shout.
That's the one you like.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. I could. Tears for Fears. Yeah, I'm fine with that. Is that the right answer? I don't know.
No.
It's not the right answer.
Either way.
Okay. This day in sports history?
First World Cup held 1930 in Uruguay or Uruguay?
Uruguay.
Do you go Ura or Ura?
I'm a Ura.
Okay. First World Cup was held in Uruguay.
It's the Euro Cup, not the Euro Cup.
Euro.
Okay.
First All-Star game played outside the United States in Montreal, Canada, 1982. And here's a great one. Okay. 1995, Geddy Lee of Rush sang O Canada before the All-Star game.
Here's one for you. On this day, 1934, Babe Ruth hit his 700th career home run. You know, sort of this Ohtani Babe Ruth theme today. Yeah. Bring it full circle. Let's see. Final results of the poll question, McLovin.
Do you want Team USA to roll through the field? Actually, 60% now want them to blow out everyone. There was a side poll on Babe Ruth versus overrated, underrated, properly rated.
Yeah.
64% say he's properly rated as the Babe Ruth of Babe Ruth.
Who was the Babe Ruth of Babe Ruth before Babe Ruth?
Ty Cobb?
No.
I don't know. Dude led the league with 11 homers. It's hard. I don't think I made
it. Wasn't it like Home Run Baker prior to that with Babe Ruth?
He definitely had a name with a city in it. They call him like Old Cleveland Jim Steele or something.
If your parents name you Home Run Baker, a lot of pressure to be a power
hitter.
It's true.
Especially in an age before home runs. That's dang.
What did you learn, Todd?
You want to see how great an athlete is and less concerned about how much talking or interviewing they're involved in.
Look, if they come on the show, then they got to talk. But for the most part, as a fan, I just want to see you perform. McLovin?
In 1886, Four Fingers McGrew led the AL in home runs.
That's not true.
True.
What we learned brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Van. They go far beyond from their customization options, cutting-edge tech, five-star sales service, financial support crew. Go that extra mile, taking the all-important first step into an authorized dealership today. Shohei Ohtani's manager, Joe Maddon, tomorrow, and the return of Russell Wilson Jr. III. Have a great day. One more item as we close out this show, and there's the one brand that pro athletes depend on to help them recover, staying on top of their game. It's Level Select CBD Sports Creams and Roll-Ons, the leader in CBD. If you're going to go work out, you can use it before, you can use it after. Play golf, same thing. You're going to run before and after. Gives you immediate relief. Level Select products are formulated with doctors, and they contain high concentrations of CBD, so you feel that immediate difference there. Carson Palmer, 15. 14-year pro quarterback, 7 surgeries. He uses it. Ricky Fowler uses Level Select CBD before and after every round. You don't have to be a pro athlete to enjoy safe, fast-acting, effective relief of Level Select CBD. It could be a 10-minute walk. It could be a 10K. Level Select can help provide the relief you need. Use the promo code DAN40 at LevelSelectCBD.com. 40% off your entire order today. LevelSelectCBD.com. Promo code DAN40. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.